Okay, Parshas Zos HaBracha, it's a Pasuk Lamed Gimel Beis, Vayomer Hashem Misinai Bo Vezorach Misei Lomo, Hofia Mehar Par, and Basim Rivas Kodesh. So Rebbe Rechaya says, Vitzorach Shetis Orer, Bima Shehiske Besair HaRochek Loshen Zorach, Shetchilas Azricha, Upor HaKoroiv Loshen Eifia. In other words, the Pasuk, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Zoreach, it means there's a gradual revelation. So, Soir, which is far away, we use Zorach, that's sort of the beginning of the shine. Hofia is to appear in Harparon. Ubesina hiske loshen ba, kitachus a gavona olavu a hor chomer al kim le shiftoi, umisham nigol le nekol Yisrael. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megale shchin in the world, there's a sort of progression. We go from the furthest out gradually to the closer one to where he wants to be. So just like, I guess it's a good muscle to use not only how it happens, but also in the way it is. The Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, we have it in its full strength, with all five mitzvahs, and we understand the complete idea. Umas Ha'olam, who have some inkling of Torah, like, you know, Christians and Muslims, they also have some of that light coming in, but it's more distant. It's like when you see a light from the distance, doesn't give so much light. So the shine of Torah can go in the distance, but it keeps diminishing as it goes further and further out. The next one is a Sfarnu about Klal Yisrael. It says, Af Choviv Amim, Kol Kedosha B'yadecha. These psukim are very hard to, there's no pshat really, so the Losh Achoviv Amim Kol Kedosha B'yadecha, so the Sfarnu teaches it. Af Choviv Amim, despite the fact, V'afal Pishat Achoviv Amim, even though you like the nations of the world, U'bazehoidata Shekol Hamina Nushiskul Eslecha. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the entire humanity is precious. Ka'omram Zal, Choviv Adam Shevetzelem. Like it says, Adam is special, that he was created B'Tzelem. Mikol Mokoyim Kol Kedosha B'yadecha. But those that are Kadosh are in your hands. Hine, Amata Shekol Kedosha Shal Kedosh Shal Eish Das Heim Yotchik Esfar HaKesef. All of those that are Kodesh, you hold on to them like you hold on to money. Shem Chaviv Mishar Min, So this is a very, it's a tricky one in the sense that people, on the one hand, people come along and they have kindness to us, and they say you should like all of humanity equal. I don't think that that's a good taina. I told somebody once, if you like everybody like you like your father, then really you don't like your father more than you like anybody else. That's basically what you're saying. There's nothing wrong with saying you like more if the other one is liked. In other words, whether you like someone or apathetic or despise, that's sort of objective. And that's not relative, it's absolute. And a person can like, not care for, or dislike. So, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of humanity is Tzel Malakim, and all of it is Chaviv. And when we speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says it's Chaviv, that doesn't leave for room that it's not Chaviv. On the other hand, Klal Yisrael is special. And we've seen countless times, as actually in Hazinu, there's a whole piece where the yichud of Klal Yisrael is simply because they carry the unique message of what it is to be Adam and his chiyuvim, and from them everyone else learns. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's humanity that's important. But humanity is not that which human beings have in common with animals. Humanity is the special yichud of Adam, and we have brought that out the strongest, and by following the Torah we bring it out, and that is meant to serve as the spark to light everyone else up. So both are true. Adam is Chaviv Takarish Baruch Hu. Our Chibi Yisera is because we are Kedoshim and we Shayach to Torah, and the goal is to get everyone else to come in line with it. Okay. The next pasuk is Vayhi Bishur Melech B'Sasev Hashem Yachad. The Ramban says Vayhi Bishur Melech Ramaz Al Hashem Aniska Shehoya LeMelech Al Yisrael B'Yosam Yisharim V'Nesukah She'am Choshit Yisrael Yachad. We're talking here about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Melech Yisrael. That's Vayhi Bishur Melech means as if the pasuk is saying and came to being when there was Yeshurun, there was a Melech. With Asev Roshayam, when Chal Yisrael was Yeshurun and gathered together, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears as a Melech. Shoyim Melech HaYisrael B'yosim Yeshurun V'nesu K'Roshayam Choshev Yisrael Yachad V'gam Zeh HaKosev Dovok V'atam Ki Yisrael Yoyimru Tomid HaTeira Shetziv Olonu Moshe Tiye Yerusha lechol kehilas Yaakov lade ad lo nachla namoitze lo ilam. It's going on the next pasuk that Torah Tzivul on Moshe. So he says when Klal Yisrael gathers around and they say that Torah Tzivul on Moshe and that we're together, that's when and that Torah is immutable. That's when Akash Rovus Melech. V'yoyimu shehoi Hashem l'malach al Yisrael b'sasev ha'sheinu z'kenei shavichos v'Yisrael shekolona yachad kibalnu mochusel in ador v'ador v'anach chayom lishma toras mochusel l'olamin v'zu ha'mitzu dibu anoichi v'kabolz marshmai shvash Hashem. So Ramban is saying something. There are two points here that he's bringing out. One is that Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tolui on our Kabbalah's all. In as much to be of all the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, let's talk about this because this is a very, very deep nekuda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gevura is really not dependent on us at all. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chesed is not dependent on us at all. None of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up in the world to accomplish are dependent on us. Yes, if we do Averis, he doesn't do it. If he does Mitzvahs, we do it. But at the end of the day, they don't need us really to express it. There's one aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that needs us. The Rishonim say, everyone says the name of the Goyim, but the Rishonim will say it, that Malchus is only Beratzin. I can be a tyrant whether people like it or not, and usually tyrants are there because people don't like them. A king is the one that the people have chosen as their leader. A king is a leader not by force, but by consensus. So Malchut, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be Melech, to assume the title of Melech, it's not enough for him to twist our arms. We need to recognize it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech is really, really dependent on Klal Yisrael. So Vayihi Bishurun Melech, that it's when Klal Yisrael creates the environment for Malchus that you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Melech. That's one point. The second point is, it talks about Achdus, B'Sasev HaShe'am Yachash, so when they all gather together. Jerban is making a point, I think, shekolona yachad kibam chusayim dor v'dor v'ancham nishma torasim chusayim l'olamim. What is the point of Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Everyone talks about Achdus, and I guess the way it rings in our ears is kind of a chesed type of thing. Just be a little more forgiving and a little more easy and a little nicer and a little more giving, and we'll all get along. that seems to be the flow of things. But the truth is that you can't have a group unified without a content. And that's one of the reasons why people speak today about Achdus HaKadosh, it's so important Achdus, it's so important Achdus, and so on and so forth. And I guess with the implication being, with the subtle message being, and therefore we need to tread light on about talking about Torah mitzvahs and expecting and so on and so forth. The only thing that ties us together is Torah mitzvahs. Even the breach, let's say some people don't keep Torah mitzvahs, but we all to some degree are lacking. But at least that's what we owe up. That's allegiance. But without that, what does keep us together? Now, there's constant talk about, you know, Hitler didn't make a difference between Orthodox, Reform, Conservative, or whatever, patriotism, and so on and so forth. That Taina has some horrendous implications. One is that the one who decides who's Jewish is Hitler. I don't know if anybody really feels comfortable with that idea. And what about the gypsies? He also killed gypsies. Does that mean a gypsy is automatically Jewish? He killed gay people. Does that make all gay people Jewish? That's a terrible statement. Secondly, it means as a nation, what ties us together is we're all a bunch of misfits. In other words, we are the persecuted people. It's true that we are persecuted, but I should hope that we're people by dint of things other than being persecuted. And so when people live together in a neighborhood, that makes them close, okay, in geographic location, nation. But we have Jews living here and in Russia and Australia and New Zealand and Israel and every other place in the world. What brings us together? Well, what makes us one group? The answer is the Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim, the fact that we all subscribe to something similar. So if we're talking about the Bis'aseh V'She'am, it can only be around a theme of Kabbalah Solmach HaShemayim. There's nothing else that would make us one. It's not that I'm opposed to everybody helping out because we all need to help each other. That's fine. That's nice. But that's not different than any other civic activity. That can't possibly become the rallying point for Klal Yisrael. Zionism tried to replace it with Eretz Yisrael. That being a member of Klal Yisrael is you either live in Israel, you make Aliyah to Israel, or you buy Israeli bonds. Or, you know, you're saying that a Zionist is A, paying money to B to convince C to live in Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael is not Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is what Klal Yisrael should be. But that's not Klal. So the Klal is not the geographical proximity, because an Arab in Haifa is closer to an Israeli than a Jew in France. And yet, the bris is with the Jew in France. It mentions Torah specifically, and Malchus Shemayim more general. It says Vehibishun Melech, but then it says Torah Tzivol and Moshe. Shekol Amoide b'Malchus Shemayim Kofa Barazora Umode b'Chol HaTorah Kula. In other words, there is no, we don't split into two. There's belief and subscribing to God, and there's also Torah. Belief and subscribing to God means we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu who's there and guiding us and directing us by my means of this of Torah. It's not like a different religion where the belief is a world in itself, and that might be the majority of it, and the religious practices are separate. To us, they're one and the same. V'romzu kehem v'rasheyem kiblu malchus shemayim pi hagvura. V'rosh u'melchus ogale. And it's hinting, it's alluding to the fact that Klal Yisrael and the leaders, they received Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They perceived that he's the Malchus Yisrael. V'atari kiblu moshe shekiblu aleyem balzarem lahamen boi v'latzka shetzavim mitam ha-melech. In other words, Torah for us is an enactment and fulfillment of the concept of being a malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being melech. Kasha amru ve'atadav aleinu eskol shadav Hashem akeinu elecha v'shamanu v'sinu. V'zeh apirish borav v'nachum v'kosel hazeh. It's clear as pshat adel sh'eskim marim v'sach v'shana ala malchus t'losa havin v'davin. Hashem yom v'kolelom Hashem akavim v'chus nolach boi v'hi v'shur melech. So one of the malchus that the Chazal say is Malchus is our Vayi B'Shur Melech. So Vayi B'Shur Melech means Klal Yisrael's accepting Akash Baruch as Melech. Vayi B'Shur Melech means that by accepting Akash Baruch as a Melech, then we become together. I want to add another point. One more point. We spoke about people who want to promote Achdus of Klal Yisrael over Shmiras Torah Mitzvahs. There's also a flip side to it. Let's give an example. Let's say you have a father and a bunch of kids, and the kids don't like the father, and two of the kids are trying to sit next to the father, and they're jockeying for that place. So one of the kids turns the other kid and shoves him off the seat onto the floor. But I guess a bang. And he turns to the father, gives him a hug, and says, "You know, see how much I love you? I'm even willing to push my brother off the seat just to be close to you." I don't think in most functioning families that'll go particularly well. I can tell you who's going to lose his status as a favorite son very quickly. Since there's a tzar to the father when you push another kid off the seat, you're not loving him by doing that. If there is pirud within Klal Yisrael, in the sense that I shove somebody else out of the way, even if it's for firm reasons, or I should say especially for firm reasons, Then at the end of the day, it's your personal satisfaction that you happen to enjoy sitting next to your father. He's big, he's tall, he's strong, but it's not because you want to give him a nachas ruach, because he's having a lot of tzara from what you're doing. When you don't have achdus in Klal Yisrael, in the sense that I put myself ahead of the other person to the degree that I'm willing to hurt the other person and so on, to shove him out of the way. I once heard a statement from somebody that was, I was a boy, a young boy, I was not married yet, and it kind of disturbed me tremendously. It was somebody who was learning really, really strongly in order, and his goal was to become a Maharvitz Torah. And it wasn't only a vague goal, he actually had his eye in a certain position. Somebody else seemed to have gotten an in on that position. And this person told me, "Don't worry, when the day comes, I will steamroll him out of the way." And I was very bothered. Steamrolling is great when you're in the real estate business, so that people pushing each other in and out. That's business. That's a rough and tumble of business world. But Is that supposed to be what the Ruchnis world is supposed to be like? Are you supposed to want to have it or to do it in the way that you want to have it and do it, as if it's a zero-sum total, as if anything is kosher to do, so that as if it's Ruchnis to teach and it's not Ruchnis not to steamroll people out of the way? I don't know. It was a very, very disturbing conversation. It's very interesting. You know, fast forward 40, 50 years later, the steamroller, Sheyichia, he's in a position of Bratis Torah, but he's never had success. Not been able to get his act together. Things just never gone. He didn't become popular as a Bratis Torah, whatever. You know, he's sort of trotting along, but nothing. And I don't know, you know, I sometimes wonder about it. But I'll pun him. The two sides are correct. The only achdus for Klal Yisrael is when the understanding is that the point of unity is the acceptance of Torah mitzvahs, and the flip side, that since HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes all of Israel, the only way we can be mamlechim is if our vision of being mamlechim includes everybody. That if everybody's included, that's shayach to it. Okay, we have to hold it here.